I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. I have been feeling, I think, the energy of the solar eclipse that's happening in this moment for the next 4 hours. And there was a tiredness in the body that has suddenly been replaced by this energy, this inspiration to share a reflection that has arisen during this magical celestial time. And that message is to focus on what you want. Focus on what you want. Align all of your energy with that. And there's a feeling that when you are fully aligned with what you want, even if that desire is arising as a word, as simply freedom, align your full energy with that. Feel that energy permeate your body. Feel the feeling of whatever that is, as if it's here now, as if you already have it. Feel yourself smile as you connect with that feeling. Do you recognize it? And in the strength of that feeling, feel everything that is not that fall away. And that intense desire for freedom, feel all of the emotions, memories, even people, places, and things fall away. The light of this desire is so strong that nothing else can intrude. It shines a light in all corners. There's no place for darkness to hide. It simply dissolves in this glowing light. Focus on what you want. Feel as if you have it now. Feel the gratitude now for having that desire. Know that everything you have done is culminating in this achievement or accomplishment or feeling of freedom, joy, bliss, happiness. All of the things that you want to feel, own it now. I feel as if the universe is letting us know that what we want is what we already have. We just don't realize it. We are already it. Everything that we want is already here. It is only our vision that is directed incorrectly. We may be searching outwardly for that which only appears within. And so the power of this lunar eclipse is telling us to close our eyes, block off that outer focus in the same way that the moon right now is in the shadow of the earth. We are being called to recognize that our true nature is in the shadow of the ego. Perhaps the ego, this personal identity, that which we think we are, has been getting so much of our attention that we have not looked within to recognize the source. The shining sun that's always there, the shining light of our own beingness is ever present. So this is an invitation to look within for all of those things which we may be looking into the world to find. To recognize that all of those things that we desire are here now. That we are the sage that we have been looking for. And in that reflection, there was an inspiration to pick up a book from my coffee table. This is the Zen calligraphy of beloved Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh. And what I'm inspired to do in this moment is to open this book to a random page and to share that with you. The page that I open to is insight. Insight. And what's arising as I see this beautiful calligraphy is, again, this direction to look within. That insight is really the sight of the source of our own attention. That looking within will illuminate everything. It will answer all of our deepest questions. It will resolve all of our desires. If we look now for what we've been looking into the world for, if we look within, what does that feel like? What does it look like? What is that true freedom? For me, within, this is only calmness, it's peace. That's what it feels like. It feels like there's no disturbance. There's only silence and stillness. Perhaps that's a new meaning of insight. But I encourage you to just simply use these moments to pause. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. Allow yourself to settle. And in that calm and silent space again, focus on just the one question. What do I want? Give that your full attention. Be earnest in the answer that you receive. Earnestly look for that answer and then allow everything that is not that to fall away. Simply glow as that which you most want. What is the value at the core of whatever you might think you're searching for? If it feels like it's a person, search deeper. What would that person be providing you? Would it be a sense of security? Maybe that security is the true thing that you're searching for. It's not really the person or the thing. There's a question in my first book, Meditative Questions: What do you value? But it's really the same question: what do you want? What is the value at the core of your wanting? If it looks like independence, maybe that's freedom. If it looks like love, maybe that's a call not to look for the love of another, but to be love. To be that which you are seeking. In this way, we invite that desire into our present moment experience. And we embody that value, that feeling. And in that way, we glow as that. So the invitation is to really look deeply. And if you want happiness, the opportunity is to be happy. To enjoy this experience, to release anything that is not happiness. And when you glow as this happiness, you automatically attract reasons to be happy. In the same way that when you're grateful, you attract more reasons to be grateful. Just remain present. Be fully in this moment of now. Focused purely on that which you desire, being that, trying that out, seeing what that feels like, what you feel like, carrying that energy and finding that you attract more of that energy. That, my dear one, is freedom. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. I am honored and thankful to share this lunar eclipse with you on this day in May. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.